Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I'm Doug McBurney. Glad to be back, Bob.
Doug, we've got Susan Sutherland, one of our church members.
Thank God we've got Susan Sutherland.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Susan Sutherland and the whole Sutherland family.
Amen.
Quoted in the Denver Post in their lead article on the opinion.
The
I don't want to call it a ruling.
The opinion of some lawyers in Washington, D.C.
Something called the Supreme Court
issued
an opinion about homosexual marriage. And the Denver Post reported on it, and they were just salivating with glee because the Western Conservative Summit was here in town with 4,000 attendees and half a dozen presidential candidates.
That's right.
And so they said that the decision, the opinion, was causing consternation within the ranks. And they quoted a young liberal Republican and then Susan Sutherland next.
Oh, good.
And so I think we need to talk about Susan's quote. But I'd like to list some of the things we want to cover in today's show.
Well, we've got a few of the lines from the opinion.
All right.
I guess they're just opinions. We've got some of their opinions from the actual justices.
From something called the Supreme Court.
Something called the Supreme Court.
All right.
And then we've got, I'll just say it. We've got Rand Paul asking the question, why is the government in the business of marriage at all?
Yeah, right.
So we want to answer that question for Rand.
Yeah, and, you know, punting for conservative politicians, conservative, wannabe conservative politicians, what they do these days is punt.
Yeah.
Like if somebody says that that Jews should be rounded up in concentration camps, they'll say, well, that's a states' rights issue.
Yeah. Hey,
that's what they punt.
You were at the Western Conservative Summit?
Yes.
There must have been footballs flying off the stage. They were punting left and right, I'm sure.
Yes.
Down there. Probably needed some wide receivers in the audience.
So we could talk about so this is just another way to punt, right?
Yeah.
To say that, and we talked about Rand Paul's comments just before the show.
Yeah.
He contradicted himself with every other sentence.
He tends to do that.
So, and that's when you're not presenting the truth, then it's hard to make a cogent argument that's consistent.
Right.
And so we'll talk about that. We'll dissect that. Why is the government involved in marriage?
Yeah, right.
Hey, O'Reilly, these guys, they're all making it up as they go along. Bill O'Reilly said, well, really, marriage is not a right, it's a privilege.
What?
So like the government could say, you know what? We're not going to let you guys get married anymore. He's a blithering idiot.
Bill O'Reilly.
When they don't want to acknowledge God as the source of morality and governmental authority, then they just have to make it up as they go along.
And they end up looking foolish.
And they look like fools. So we've got that. And then we've got these ISIS regulations.
I just put up a meme on Facebook urging ISIS.
Yeah, these regulations have gone wild on the internet.
We're trying to.
Could I read this one right here?
Yeah. Help me out.
This is very interesting. Urging ISIS, and you see the terrorist right there. I mean, this is the iconic terrorist.
Yeah, this is the face of ISIS.
Right, with the ISIS shirt and the flag.
Right.
And to urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading.
Yeah, that's my favorite one so far.
So urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading.
Yeah.
And it's sponsored by Regulations R Us.
RegulationsR.us.
.us.
Which is a very hip way of saying Regulations R Us. That's very
Regulations R Us. And then the tagline is inspired by those who regulate abortion.
So those who regulate abortion, these are messages that they want to get to ISIS.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorites is that they should refrain from killing children after 20 weeks. ISIS should refrain.
Have you seen
from
that
killing
one already?
Children after
because
20 weeks.
Here's there are over a dozen organizations, and I wonder if it's okay to mention them. Of course, it would be, right? I've not seen these listed anywhere. So in a way, we'd be breaking some news here.
Yeah.
But there are a dozen organizations that have agreed to coordinate the release of these memes.
Yeah.
These internet graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing, I mean, the sharper people in the audience, this is the brightest audience in the country.
Oh, we knew that.
So immediately they understand the point, urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane, right? It's just utterly insane.
It seems completely insane.
It's insane. It's immoral. It's bizarre to the extreme.
And it closely resembles legislation that has been pushed by the National Right to Life Committee, the Susan B. Anthony List, Eagle Forum.
Americans United for Life, Focus on the Family.
Yeah. Rick Perry.
For many years, although Rick Perry.
Well, he did.
Although
he recently
said no more exceptions.
Is that what he said?
He said no more exceptions, but they still don't understand that regulations, you don't regulate murder.
No.
In fact, that's the hashtag going around with these memes.
Don't regulate murder.
Yeah, whoever thought that one up, it was excellent.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about Rick Perry. This is what bothers me about politicians. When they sit down with us, they'll agree with us, and then they'll go to the rally next to Jill Stanek celebrating the 20-week abortion regulation that endorses 90 to 95% of all abortions. How is it that a politician can sit like Rick Perry and tell us no more exceptions, and then he stands on the stage with and has a big celebration that they passed a law that says now we're going to stand up for 5 to 10% of the innocent people, and we're going to facilitate and continue to regulate the killing of the other 95%. You know what, though? I think Rick Perry's the most reachable, no, second most reachable of the 19 kids in counting right now.
Yeah.
The most reachable candidate, in my opinion, is...
In the Republican field?
In the Republican field is Donald Trump.
Really?
Most reachable, yeah. What? I think because he's not a lawyer.
Because he's not a lawyer. So...
are there any other non-lawyers running? He's the only one I know of. Anyway, I just...
Carly, is she an attorney?
No, Carly, but she's not reachable because she's pro-choice.
And the physician... neurosurgeon.
Now, he may be reachable as well.
The
neurosurgeon.
Who else? Anyway, just a few non-attorneys.
Yeah.
But, hey, Doug, the memes going out.
Yes. Anesthetized before beheading.
But Ben Carson, so there's a few that are not attorneys.
Yeah.
But not being an attorney doesn't mean that you know right from wrong.
Certainly not.
It's a good start.
It helps. It gives you a foundation from which you might be able
to
construct a reasonable worldview.
But,
building buildings, you may not be as corrupt as a lawyer.
Jesus was not thrilled with the attorneys.
No.
And he didn't like the publicans.
He didn't like the money changers.
Now we have the Republicans, which is almost fully staffed by lawyers.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of the groups that are issuing these memes today.
Oh, yeah, who's behind this?
And they're sponsored by RegulationsR.us.
Yeah.
RegulationsR.us.
That's a new organization as far as I...
If you type in the that domain name...
Well, I went there hoping to...
We shouldn't tell people where it goes to. We should just leave
it. Well, it's very interesting. It's worth clicking through.
RegulationsR.us.
Yeah.
But some of the groups doing this, Abolish Human Abortion, and that's Russell Hunter.
Yeah, Abolish Human Abortion.
And Operation Rescue National.
Flip Benham.
OSA. Now, Flip Benham, our dear friend, who's retired now, Rusty Thomas, heads up Operation Save America, ORN, Operation Rescue National. Leslie Hanks, an American Right to Life.
Very good.
There's Doc Johnston. Over in Ohio, he heads up the Association of Pro-Life Physicians.
Mm-hmm.
There's Matt Truella in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
He heads up Missionaries to the Preborn. And there is Daryl Burkey with that 527 group, ARTL Action.
Right.
There's Pro-Life Buzz, run by Drew Heimer.
Pro-Life Buzz and Drew Heimer. Interesting.
Yep. There's KGov Radio and Doug McDonald. Well, how'd you get on this? Doug McBurney.
Part of this. You signed me up while I was out of town.
No.
Because you knew that I would be in support.
Well,
that's
right. Yeah, you helped create these. There's Pro-Life Profiles in Jefferson, George.
Yeah.
There's Peacemakers Institute. That's out of Sioux City, Iowa. The Reverend Cary Gordon. We interviewed him about a week ago.
Yes. Yes, I got to hear that.
There's Pass the Salt. Coach Dave Daubenmeyer,
yeah,
and the Minutemen. And there are leaders like Greg Jackson and Ryan Sorba and Greg Bayman, and of course Denver Bible Church.
So these memes are, they're getting some wide circulation.
Cal Zastro. With RSI.
Yeah.
RSI? Revival Shouters International.
Revival!
RSI.
Since I heard Cal coming.
He's the best.
Yeah, amen.
So these memes are very, they're hard-hitting because the immorality of it, urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading.
Yeah.
So if folks are tuning in right now, please go to kgov.com or better yet, go to Facebook, American Right to Life, Colorado Right to Life, AHA, Abolish Human Abortion. You go to American Right to Life's website, Colorado Right to Life's website. Grab one of these memes, share it, post it on your own social media,
yeah,
tweet it, Instagram it, whatever you do.
That's right. Snapchat it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was working with some 30-somethings this past week, and they Snapchat everything they do.
I never heard of that. Chapsnat it?
You just don't even want it. You don't even want to start with that.
No.
But if you do Snapchat, these are great to Snapchat. My second favorite so far, would the National Right to Life Committee be okay with ISIS recruiting minors as long as they got parental consent?
Well, yeah, urging ISIS to get parental consent before letting a minor join.
Well, that makes it okay then if they got parental consent.
Before recruiting a minor.
Yeah.
Because they are recruiting minors.
They are successfully,
I mean, it's
as
just,
a matter of fact.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And they've issued their own currency. They've coined their own currency.
Get out of here. Is that right?
Yeah.
I had not heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least coins. They've minted their own coins.
They've minted coins.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, they've got their own government, their own laws.
Well, they've declared themselves
their Sharia law.
A state. So.
So it's essentially, it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
And just by pretending it's not reality, it's not going to go away.
No, that's certainly
so
not.
Why don't we urge ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading,
yeah,
to get parental consent to recruit a minor, and urge ISIS to stop killing by dismemberment.
Well, now
wouldn't that be... wouldn't that be important?
You know that. You know, when I think about that, though, it seems like if ISIS were to agree to these regulations, it would almost make them appear more rational and reasonable,
more
and not as terrifying and horrible,
more humane.
Yeah,
it would help to clean up their act.
What?
So that even though they still are terrorist murderers,
and they still are beheading,
yeah, they wouldn't look as bad.
Yeah, we realize that we could sit down and we could have a conversation with them about doing what they do in a more civilized manner, in a cleaner,
right? Yeah,
easier to.
So at any rate, we have these memes that apparently are, you know, wherever I've tried to go out on the internet,
yeah,
make believe I'm not me, go incognito,
uh-huh,
and they've gone across the country.
Well, I've been trying to post one every hour.
Oh,
since I started working this morning.
So. Wow. Well, what a great idea.
Yeah, just post one.
So all these groups and leaders that have coordinated the release of these memes, the goal is there are already thousands of people who know you don't regulate murder. Just like you don't regulate rape, you don't regulate crime.
Yeah. Now, I think that's a fair estimate that there's a few thousand people who know that.
There's thousands that know it's wrong.
I think you're right.
So this is a campaign to just introduce a larger sphere of the Christian pro-life community to this concept of that it's immoral and it's absurd and it will backfire.
And, Bob, I think there are a lot of people who haven't been exposed to that argument. They just really haven't thought it through.
Right. And so this is a creative way. I mean, the graphic artists who laid these out, they're perfect. They're neat, clean. They get the point across.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, you know, went to government school, and they'll look at them, and they'll be a little cross-eyed for a moment or two.
Well, but we're here to help expand people's horizons.
Yeah, trying to figure out, what does this mean? Why is anyone urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading?
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, insane?
Yes, that's crazy. That's the point.
When you have to be a lunatic and immoral to even make such an argument.
Well, no, you just need to be a part of the pro-life industry to make such an argument.
Right. And so the difference is the immediate recognition of the absurdity with ISIS is because these terrorists are sort of new on the scene, where we've been killing babies for 40 years.
Right.
Everybody, 40 years in the wilderness. Everybody's accustomed to killing babies. So the pro-life movement, the industry, they can't think in terms of right and wrong any longer. They think in terms of winning, of Republicans winning elections and fundraising.
Yeah, not necessarily in that order, but those are the two main.
So, okay. So anyway.
So there we have it. Exposing. What, how does Limbaugh put it? Exposing
absurdity by being absurd.
By being absurd, yes.
And so there were three memes released today, one every 3 hours, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And unless the Lord returns between now and tomorrow morning, I think I've got the instructions here. We at kgov.com are supposed to release another set of three tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. I will keep doing it.
All right. Me too.
I can't wait to see what's next. Now, do we want to get to the opinion of nine lawyers in Washington about homosexual marriage?
From the so-called Supreme Court?
Yeah. So Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority opinion, as I'm sure you're aware.
Republican
justice? I believe he is a Republican. But I think he was appointed by some liberal Republican president who really remembers. Like, was it George P. Bush? Or no, what was his name? George? Anyway, the first Bush, the older one. No. As a matter of fact, it was Ronald Reagan.
A little more conservative.
It was Ronald Reagan who appointed. I heard a conservative talk show host twisting himself into a pretzel trying to defend Reagan's appointment of Kennedy.
Right.
By saying that, well, if we hadn't borked Bork and if Doug Ginsburg hadn't been smoking pot, we would have never ended up with. He was just doing contortions to try to defend Reagan.
Well, Bork was a child killer.
At the
which
time,
he admitted in his book.
That he was at
didn't
the time.
Didn't he write a book called Who Was Borked or
Slouching Toward Gomorrah? Great book. It's a great book.
I asked my kids the other day, what justice was it that was borked? I can't remember. Who got borked?
That's bad.
It was Bork. But in his book, he admits he was a child killer. He
was
a pro-abort when he was nominated
at the time
to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's right.
So, and Reagan, Sandra Day O'Connor, that was his justice.
Yes.
She was a pro-abort.
Yeah.
She was a known pro-abort. She stayed a child killer throughout her whole term on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and Reagan was the best we could have hoped for as far as Republicans appointing judges to the court. And look what we got.
Yeah, the entire federal judiciary is pro-abortion.
Pointing out that strategy has failed.
So the fact that a Reagan judge would write this ruling is not at all surprising. A Republican judge wrote Roe v. Wade, and it was passed by a Republican court.
Yeah.
And the guys who are dissenting from this homo marriage, are they dissenting on moral principle that our rights come from our Creator God? Otherwise, there is no way for rights to come but from God.
No.
And God is the one who instituted marriage.
He's the one who wrote the very first definition of marriage in the very first book of the Bible.
Yeah, the only valid definition.
Yeah.
And so at any rate, even when there's a dissent, there is so much to grieve over in the dissent.
It is sad, which is why we're not going to go line by line through the opinion and the dissent. But I do want to let you know that Justice Kennedy wrote that religions may continue to advocate with utmost sincere conviction that by divine precepts, same-sex marriage should not be condoned. So Justice Kennedy wants to let us know that we can still go on advocating.
And when they do that, Doug, they did it here in Colorado. They passed the prohibition, the censorship bill for speech that would discriminate against homosexuals.
Yes.
It's on the books, Colorado Revised Statutes. What they say in here is, but if you're a church, you could discriminate.
Yeah.
And by doing that, they're saying, look, we know that Christians are bigots.
Yeah.
That's why they say it so confidently, so openly, because they know that they stab you in the chest.
Yeah.
And then as you're reeling and falling to the ground, they stab you in the back.
Boy.
So sure, the church may continue to be bigots. That's basically what he said.
Yeah.
But is it trustworthy? Hmm. Didn't one of the other justices also say that this will not affect the church?
I think it was
one of the dissents.
Yeah.
Did you mark that?
Let's see. That would have been Justice Clarence Thomas. He said, in our society, marriage is not simply a governmental institution. It's a religious institution. He says today's decision may change the former, but it cannot change the latter.
The church.
He says it cannot change.
That's as trustworthy as Obama saying, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Yeah.
And Obamacare will not fund abortions.
Right. And Obamacare will not...
go to illegals.
Will not go to illegal aliens.
They said all those things.
The day that was said here on Bob and Ert Live, we said Obamacare will pay for abortions for illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And so, Doug, none of that is true. Those are lies meant to keep a sleeping church asleep.
Yeah.
Susan Sutherland.
Yeah, now what did she have to say? Here's a reliable
source. She's quoted
source.
In the Denver Post at the top of their article, homosexual marriage opinion divides conservatives at the Western Conservative Summit.
Well, as well it should have.
So this is what Susan says. And, of course, they have no end of Republican conservatives saying that homo marriage is a beautiful thing.
So they were able to
find... It's a beautiful thing.
The Post was able to find
no
Republicans who would say
no
that.
End of.
Yeah.
But here's... in Susan, thank the Lord, was quoted toward the very top of the article. It's an affront to God.
There you go.
Said Susan Sutherland, who manned the Colorado Right to Life booth. It's not about gay marriage. It's about outlawing Christianity. That's what's coming.
Wow. Now that is short and to the point.
Yeah. And, you know, they quoted Susan because they think it shows that Christians are delusional.
Yes.
That's what they. But as with all these other things, if you like your doctor, you could keep. You think the Denver Post has called out Obama for being a liar every time his lips are moving?
I don't think so.
So we have homosexuals saying for decades now, we just want to be left alone. In reality, Christians are being sued at every turn.
Well, listen to this, Bob. There is a doctor who's a member of the Harvard Medical School facility, and he is his name is Dr. Paul Church. I believe that we've either interviewed him or perhaps we've done a story on him in the past. Hmm. He is being threatened with losing his job because he cites government statistics and offers warnings to his patients about being a homo. He says it's not healthy. And he is going to be drummed out of his position.
Oh, yeah.
With Harvard. He's going to be drummed out of his position at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
Which is a Harvard Medical Center?
Now listen to what Deaconess's mission statement is: to serve our patients compassionately and effectively and to create a healthy future for them and their families. Dr. Church says that doctors who do not speak up and tell the truth about homosexuality are actually violating Beth Israel's mission statement. And yet they're going to drum him out of his job because all he did was cite the facts. Statistics, studies.
Beth Israel, like Bethlehem, it's the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Israel, obviously, the people of God. Mm-hmm. And so all of that is not permitted.
No.
The Supreme Court, the government, the
medical establishment, the entertainment, media.
Right. Education.
You cannot mention God on any serious level.
Right. And so America is in a moral free fall. Because of our rebellion against God. Hmm. So, Doug, when the homosexuals have said, and this is at kgov.com/homosexual.
Or homos, which I prefer.
Or homosexuality or whatever. Maybe we should make it that work, too, or whatever. kgov.com or whatever.
I like that.
I'm going to do that.
I think that'll work.
That'll be working in 5 minutes. We just want to be left alone. Oh, yeah. And you better bake us a cake. It's a lawsuit. Or a pizza pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Close down a business. And cookies, a lawsuit. Send us flowers. Give me a haircut. Take some photos. Forget your heterosexual student clubs, dating services, eHarmony.
That's right.
They had to go homo.
They bowed.
Your teachings on morality, they're censored. And print us T-shirts, host our wedding, even on your church property.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and we want a parade. These are actual lawsuits.
Yes.
And you're going to provide security, too.
So All right. Now, so that's coming. What is more likely for the homo activists' next move? Will they come to Denver Bible Church and demand a wedding, or will they go to the Denver Islamic Center and demand a wedding? Which will they go to first?
Yeah, the Muslims generally get a pass by the left for some unfathomable
reason. On the day
reason.
The Supreme Court uttered this opinion, ISIS threw four homos off the roof of a building to their deaths.
Celebrating the opinion?
Well, apparently, and the leftist community seems, I don't get
it. Yeah, they have a soft spot in their heart for Muslims.
Yeah,
because Muslims hate Christians. And that's why. My enemy is my friend.
Yeah, that way.
They don't understand that these Muslims would behead the typical liberal in America given the opportunity without anesthesia.
Without any anesthesia. Now, we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
We need to help Rand Paul. He has a question. Why is the government in the marriage business at all?
He's so totally
confused. He says the government should get out of the marriage business, and he says, case in point.
He's an idiot.
Our founding fathers.
Case in point, I'm an idiot.
Our founding fathers went to the local courthouse to be married, not to Washington, D.C.
So he doesn't know that the courthouse was the government.
Well, he's hoping you'll overlook that.
My proof that the government was never involved in marriage is that when our founding fathers wanted to get married, they went to the courthouse.
Okay, Rand.
What does he think?
Now, Rand may be beyond reaching, Bob.
Does he think the courthouse is the rectory?
I'm not sure. Maybe he.
What does he think the courthouse is?
Maybe he thinks it's a non-governmental organization, a 527. I don't know what he's thinking.
He thinks it's a nunnery? What does he think the courthouse is?
Bob, I know you've written on this. Why should the government be in the business of sanctioning and recognizing marriage?
Well, it's because marriage is a contract whereby the custody of children is central to that, unlike any other contract. In human activity. And it is only the government that has the authority to oversee and to make decisions when it comes to custody of children. And so, therefore, and we have an article on this, just go to kgov.com/writings, the biblical role of government in marriage. It's very brief, and it lays out the case. And because children are a possible or a likely consequence of marriage.
Yeah.
Therefore, the government has the authority from God to certify marriage.
And the responsibility. And while Rand Paul may say that the government does very little right, and I agree with him, they do very little right. But there are a few things they should do. Marriage is one of them, and homosexual marriage is not.
Well, government doesn't do a good job of punishing criminals.
Well, no.
What does that mean? So the government should stop punishing criminals.
Wrong.
Because they're bad at it.
Oh, wrong.
Yeah. You know, libertarians are immoral conservatives.
Ouch.
God bless you guys.